Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and time marches on. August is going to bring the launch of the new and improved Sun City Shadow Hills website. And here to tell us about it is the head of the Information Advisory Committee, Aaron Smith. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome to the podcast.
Great to be here.
And but before we get into the new website, let's talk a bit about the Information Advisory Committee. It's had its ups and downs.
Yes.
And you took over at the beginning of the year and are refocusing it. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, at the end of last year, we did sort of come to a critical impasse with the committee as it stood. And Kim and Fira came to me and asked if I would consider helping them get this committee back up and running. And they promised me some great members that they kind of cherry-picked that have great experience in writing, in editing, people that really wanted to help with the communication of the advisory committee, and that's what we needed the help with the most. And they've done a phenomenal job of picking some great, great people for my committee. And as a matter of fact, we just increased our committee members up to 13. What this is going to actually allow us to do is have some subcommittees within our committee. We're still looking for some new members. We're looking for anybody with graphic art background or computer background. We're also looking for a dedicated photographer that we can simply send out on assignments and get a handful of photos for our website. So we are definitely recruiting new members, and we're always looking for people that have an interest in writing for the community to keep.
So what's your plan? What are you going to be doing 6 months from now that you're not doing now?
Well, there's certainly the launch of the website has taken up the majority of our time in the last 6 months, I would say. And then as we roll this out, we're going to need to tweak the website as we go. We also want to improve the website and have sections in there that don't exist as of today. Things such as restaurant reviews, recommendation forum, somewhere where people can communicate with one another, but it's not going to be a next door type forum where people banter back and forth. We really feel strongly that that arena is covered by Nextdoor and other social media outlets, and we don't need that kind of vitriol on our website. But it is a good place for people to find out, you know, today anybody want to recommend a dry cleaner or a great restaurant in Indio, those types of things. I can see us putting up a forum for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've also talked about some bringing back some things that used to be on the website, such as in memoriam. I know that when people die here in the community, they sort of pass away and nothing really gets talked about it. And I think that that's sort of a shame. I do think that it would be nice for people to be able to submit the name and the dates and even the memorial services, if they're appropriate, if they would like to share that kind of information with the neighbors. And that mm-hmm. would just be all optional, of course.
Of course. Okay, so the new website.
It's
been in the works for a long time, but you have a rollout plan.
We have a rollout plan, yes. I do feel like I'm giving birth to the website as of Monday. And it's been a very long pregnancy. What we're doing is we're launching the website on Monday at a town hall type meeting. It will be in the ballroom, the front part of the Montecito ballroom. We will be serving light refreshments, so people will be able to have a little treat when they come in. We're also talking about doing a raffle for all attendees. So we're trying to get as many people there and get them excited about our new website, because we want to be able to show them all the different functions of the new website. And the biggest important thing to tell people is that it's going to be seamless for them. They're not going to have to go into a different login information. They are not going to have to re-register their passwords. All of that is going to be seamless. So we want to present the website to the homeowners, and we're going to continue doing that every month throughout the entire fall season so that all the snowbirds can come back and they'll get the same treatment with a town hall type meeting. Then we're also putting ads in the View so people know that this is coming. Obviously doing the podcast with you. And then we're also working with the computer club. Tracy Barnett has set us up with a couple of computer classes a month that will be more hands-on training on the website. So if some people are really not computer savvy and maybe haven't used the old website at all, but are interested in getting familiar with this new website, Tracy will take them hand by hand and walk them through the website and show them how to use it on their smartphones, on their mobile devices, and on their laptops.
Okay. Will the meeting next week be on YouTube like the Board of Directors is?
I think we can videotape that and have it on the YouTube. Absolutely.
Yeah, because there are a lot of people this is probably fewer people here at this time of the year than any other time of the year.
Right, right. And we understand that, and that's why we wanted to get this thing launched. We've been working on this for over a year now, since July of 2017. So we're ready for this to get launched and have some feedback from our members. But we understand that a lot of our residents are away right now. So that's why we're going to continue with the town hall meetings. We're going to continue with computer classes. If we need to do it into the new year, we will do it into the new year. So what we're going to do is until we feel confident that our homeowners are using the website as much or more than our old website, we're going to continue training until that happens.
Okay, so tell us about the sizzle. What's going to be on the new website that is not on the present website?
Well, the first thing that people are going to notice is a much different, cleaner, sleeker look to the website. We looked at about 30 to 40 different websites all around the country and looked at different HOAs and how they were putting together their websites. And we kind of picked and chose different portions for our ours. We didn't use one exact model. But I think that the sleekness and the cohesiveness of our website is going to hit them right off the bat. Then the second thing is we have categories. There's different ways to get to different things. So what we wanted to do with this website is not everybody's brain thinks alike. So we have drop-down menus for people that want to just simply go to a drop-down menu and find what they're looking for. We have a search bar that they can simply type in what they're looking for, and it'll pull it up for them. We have documents all in one section, but you can get to it in different ways. You can get to it through the HOA. You can get through it through different committees, meetings, minutes, that type of thing will be on the committee pages. So we're advertising more about what the committees are and what they do. Number one, I think that all of our committees, because they're volunteer, people put in a lot of hard time and labor into these committees. And all of the people that I know that serve on these committees are doing it very selflessly. They're just doing it to give back to their community to make this a better place. And I know that the board takes that very seriously, the advice that they get from these committees. So anything that happens here in Sun City Shadow Hills comes through those committees. And so that's one of the things that I love about our new website. Also, all the calendars are in one place. When you go to the new website, there's going to be something called What's New. And that's going to list the five most recent articles that have come out. One of the cool things is Gus Ramirez, our communications manager, he and I have been working very closely together to make this thing shine. And one of the things that we've done is made the articles, when you click on an article and you've read that article, when you open your page up again, it's going to change colors from a blue to a purple to let you know which ones are new to you and which ones you've already read. And then you're going to notice these tiles each page is going to have specific tiles like news, documents, event calendars, resident directory, where they can click on the tile to get to where they want to go. So there's multiple ways to get to the same place. And we did that on purpose so that we're trying to make this website user-friendly to all users, no matter how they think and use a computer.
Okay. Well, hopefully you get the podcast section a prominent
We've display. Got the podcast on the front page, Bob. Don't you worry about it. Yes, we've got some highlights on the front page of what we think are the places people go to most often. For instance, The View. They will have a button right up on the front page, the podcast, ask a question. Is there, but it's also going to be make a suggestion. So Bob Israel from the board asked us if we could include make a suggestion on there, and I thought that was a great idea. Under ask a question now, there's going to be a drop-down list, so you can go by category. Frequently asked questions is also going to be categorized, so before you ask your question, you can look through the frequently asked questions and see maybe somebody's already asked this question. And then our email blasts. There's going to be a way, very simply on our website, you can get to the form, you can fill out the form, submit the form, and then you're set up to receive all the email blasts that come out of the president's office, anything that comes out of the general manager's office. And I'm really excited about that because right now we only have about 1,600 people signed up for the email blast. And out of about 7,000 residents, we're not hitting all the homes. And we understand that. So our goal is to get at least one member of every household signed up for that email blast so that information is getting to everybody in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's exciting. Is there anything else that I missed?
You know, one other thing I wanted to cover is that the new website is going to have there's actually two sites. There's a public site. And then there's the resident site. The public site is basically for anybody who's Googling Sun City Shadow Hills and wants to find out about where we are, what we're about, and it talks about our community. It shows them our amenities, shows them a little bit about our fitness classes, lifestyle, etc. That page would be for anybody that you maybe want to send some information. They want to know where you're
living.
There's
going to be information about homes.
Yes,
there, right?
And they're going to be all the floor plans will be there for homes. So if people want to look before they get a realtor, they can sit there and they can really go through each and every floor plan that's in here to see, you know, kind of what their needs are. And we're going to be making improvements to that area as well as we go and get more information from realtors to find out what exactly are people asking for. So that's the public site. Once our residents sign in to the resident side, they only have to do that the first time. Then after that, you bookmark that page, and every time you go back, you're going to come back to your resident side. And that's where all your documents are going to be, all the CC&Rs, the bylaws, the rules and regulations, any form that the HOA has us fill out. I think there's virtually one or two forms only that they have to do in person at the HOA office. Other than that, they can download any form that's required. They can submit that, email it off to the HOA office or the appropriate manager, and everything can be done from the comfort of their home, which is what we're most excited about. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we're working on, we're not quite there yet, but Connie King from Lifestyles is working on purchasing a new software program that will be used in conjunction with our website where you can reserve a room, you can look into making a tennis court reservation, you can go on the website, purchase tickets to a lifestyle event. All of these things, a point of sale will be done on our website. We are not there yet. We haven't identified exactly which software program we're going to purchase, but we're in the works. We're in talks right now doing that and going through different presentations. So that's something to look forward to in the future, because I don't know if you're like me, but I generally am on my computer late at night, and if I see something, oh, that looks like fun, I'd like to go to the Santa Anita racetrack, I'd like to be able to push a button right then and purchase two tickets. Instead of, by the time I remember to come over to the clubhouse, remember to bring my money, remember, you know, things, I get busy and then I forget to do that, and then all of a sudden it's sold out. So this is one of sort of my pet peeves that I would love to get on our website as soon as possible. And I know from Lifestyles Events, they would love to have it as well, because it would simplify their life well.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that is down the road that we're excited about.
Okay, well, it's a process.
The
process begins not next Monday.
Yes, next Monday at 10 o'clock in the Montecito Ballroom.
For those of you who are here, this would be a good seminar to attend next Monday.
Absolutely. We'll have mentors there. You can bring your devices with you. You can bring your laptops, your iPads, even your smartphones. All of them will be functional with our new website. And there will be mentors there from the Computer Club as well as the Information Advisory Committee that will help people get logged in and make sure that they're there to troubleshoot any issues that come up. Mm-hmm. As well as our communications manager, Gus, he will be there as well. I would just like to say thank you to each and every member of the Information Advisory Committee for the past year. Every member has contributed to this website and to the final product that we have right now, including yourself. You've had a lot of great ideas that you've sent us over the past 13 months. So I'd just like to invite everybody to come out, see what the new website is all about. And then also, I'd like to invite people to give us feedback. Send in your feedback to information@scsha.com and let us know what you think of the new website. Like I said, we're going to be tweaking this as we go forward, so we need feedback.
Okay, well, Shadow Hills, it's a party. Don't miss the party next Monday at 10 a.m.
That's right.
And until that next time, bye-bye.